TCM Podcast, all about Chinese medicine. Welcome to a new episode at Traditional Chinese Medicine, TCM Podcast. Today we are going to talk about the water, the importance of water, the benefits, the importance of taking the warm water, and water therapy. So let's start with basically with the ideas that of understanding that about 70 to 71% of planet's surface is covered by water, and our bodies are made up of about 60% of water, while our blood contains about 90% of water. So, you know, when our babies and children have they born, they have a higher percentage of water, such as about 78 to 80%. But interestingly, up to 1 year old, baby's percentage of water fail to 65%. And, you know, we cannot survive without enough water, because water is essential nutrient, in a sense, for our body, which is present in liquids, plain water, foods in general. And it helps deliver nutrients to our cells and getting rid of toxins and wastes. Of course, it is very important to consume water to fuel the body, build energy, and for the proper functioning of all vital organs. There are so many crucial functions of water for body functions, such as lubricating the joints, delivering oxygen throughout the body, preventing kidney damage, and so much more. And it is essential for the kidneys, and especially when dehydrated, when the skin become more vulnerable to skin disorders and wrinkling, then we need water. And some of the water required by the body is obtained through food, of course, with a high water content. And of course, we know that there is soups, tomatoes, oranges, but most come through drinking water and other beverages. So during everyday functions, water is lost by the body, and this needs to be replaced. As you know, we lose water through sweating, urination, and you know, even when breathing. So, of course, drinking water is the best source of fluids for the body. And the amount of water needed each day varies from person to person. Of course, it depends from how active we are, how much we sweat, and so many other variables included. Therefore, there is no fixed amount of water that must be consumed daily, but there is general agreement on what a healthy fluid intake is, which is about, for men, 3.5 liters, and for women is around 3 liters. And about 80% of these should come from drinks, including water, and the rest will come from food. There are some, of course, conditions when we need to intake more water, such when we have a fever or when the weather is hot, and of course when you don't feel well, like for example when we have diarrhea or vomiting. So of course during physical activity. So there are so many processes which depends from water, because as we mentioned, that we are made of water, because the water keeps our body temperature with a normal range, and it is a physical resistance absorbent, and because it's lubricate and cushion our joints. Of course, as I mentioned previously, water helps to in elimination of waste through urine, sweat, and bowel movements, and it forms saliva and mucus, because, you know, to remind you, saliva helps us digest our food and keeps the mouth, nose, and eyes moist. This prevents friction and damage. So drinking water also keeps the mouth clean. Consumed instead of sweetened beverages, it can also reduce tooth decay. It is important that understand that blood, as I mentioned previously, is made up than more, actually, of 90% of water. And you know, blood carries oxygen to different parts of the body. Therefore, water boosts skin health and beauty. Of course, digestive system depends on it as well, because the bowel needs water to work properly. And you see, dehydration can lead to digestive problems, constipation, and an overly acidic stomach. So, in the end, water helps maintain blood pressure, because a lack of water can cause blood to become thicker, increasing blood pressure. So there are so many functions of water which we basically don't need to mention, but there is something important to mention, such as dehydration, because your body is constantly using and losing fluids through actions like sweating, urination. And dehydration happens when your body loses more water fluid than it takes in. And this is actually the very common situation among contemporary people who do not feel thirsty because of various reasons. But we can at least recognize the symptoms of dehydration, such as feeling extremely thirsty or feeling fatigue. But there are some actually pretty much understandable notices about when we are dehydrated. So, for example, we may find ourselves not urinating as frequently, or when we urinate, that urine is dark. And also, dehydration may lead to confusion, mood changes, overheating, constipation, of course, and kidney stone formation, because there are no liquids enough. There are some conditions when we drink too much water, and also this might be dangerous to your health as well, because when you drink too much water, the extra water can dilute the electrolytes in your blood, and your sodium levels decrease and can lead to what is called hyponatremia, which with symptoms such as confusion, headache, fatigue, nose or vomiting, irritability, muscle spasms, cramps or weakness, seizures, or even worse, coma. So, staying hydrated goes beyond just the water you drink. Foods make up around 20% of our total fluids requirements each day. So, along with drinking about 9 to 13 daily cups of water in total, try to eat lots of fruits and vegetables. And there are some foods and with higher water contents, which you probably know already, such as watermelon, spinach, cucumber, green peppers, berries, cauliflower, radish, and let's say celery. And if we have problems of drinking enough water, and I can testify that most people do have that problems, which pretty much reflect the other sources of problems, I would just give you a few tips, such as try carrying a water bottle with you wherever you go. This you might see in China, everyone carries basically some forms of dispenser, water bottle. So you can take that water bottle with you at the office, at the gym, or even the road trips. And you don't have to drink plain water to meet your hydration needs. Other good sources of fluids are pure fruit juices, tea, broth, well, maybe even milk, which I'm pretty much against. You should skip sugary drinks, definitely, because they're not the best ones. Or alcohol, because of many various reasons. But therefore, it's still smart to choose water whenever possible. And, just remind you, before you eat, of course, you should drink water, not during or after eating. And, of course, when you go for sports, when you do a workout, of course, you should drink more water. And, when many people do not think what happens really, why don't drink enough water, but this can make you very ill. So depends to the stages and the condition of the hydration or lack of hydration. I would say that severe dehydration can lead to dizziness and collapse, but you know, not to repeat, if you don't feel well, go for medical attention. And older people are at greater risks of dehydration because they naturally feel less thirsty and their kidneys may not work as well. So memory problems, taking some medicines such as diuretics and laxatives, and not being able to move around to fetch a drink all make it harder to stay hydrated. And for older people in particular, and not being hydrated enough can lead to serious problems, and such as constipation or decline in memory, and not being able to function as well, having a fall and having a stroke. So basically, if you have dark urine and such as lightheadedness, tiredness, irritability, feeling thirsty, loss of appetite or fainting, probably these are the most common symptoms of dehydration. So, which means, of course, that the water intake does not equal your output. So, and you know, there are things like therapy with water, healing with water in a sense, pretty much used in very old cultures such as China, Japan, India and elsewhere. And there is a common sense and senses in agreement of basically drinking warm water. So let's talk about that part. And you know, water is neutral in property, but the actual temperature of the water is the deciding factor when classifying its energetic property. For example, warm water can warm internal organs and maintains or increase the yang in your body. You remember yang and yin. So in very basic sense, yin is the structure of the body, yang means the functions of your body. So warm internal, for example, warm water, as I mentioned, can warm internal organs, such as, for example, warm your stomach. It means functions of the stomach. In this way, it increases, as I mentioned, functionality of internal organs and reduce some digestive diseases. So hot water can help you stay hydrated, but also can help with congestion, improve digestion, relieve stress, and of course help you feel warmer. And in contrary, cold water decreases the temperature of internal organs and slow blood circulation. Cold food, for example, may also solidify fats in your stomach, which can cause digestive problems, whereas hot liquids may aid indigestion. Chinese people with thousands of years of experience use foods and drinks for medicinal properties. Thus, they drink warm water to help with the internal balance of their body systems. In general, water keeps body healthy and hydrated. However, warm water can help improve digestion, relieve congestion, and even promote relaxation compared with drinking cold water. And you know, drinking warm water helps bowel movements regular. So there are so many ways that drinking warm water can help, such as of course circulatory organs can expand and carry blood more effectively throughout your body, and it can pretty much improve central nervous system functions, and we may end up feeling less anxious after drink warm water. While drinking cold water causes muscle to contract, drinking warm water increases blood flow to the tissues, allowing muscles to relax. This can help with all kinds of pain, from joint aches to menstrual cramps. And also, drinking warm water before going to bed also has a soothing effect. which may help you feel asleep faster, and it makes you feel fuller and more rejuvenated in the morning. And warm water can, of course, relieve symptoms of achalasia. And if you're not basically acquainted to achalasia, this is a condition during which your esophagus has trouble moving food down into your stomach, and people have trouble swallowing. They may feel as their food got stuck in their esophagus instead of moving to the stomach. This is called dysphagia, and drinking warm water may help people with achalasia digest more comfortably. When you drink warm water, your intestines begin to contract, which allows waste that is trapped in this region to finally pass through the intestines and of body. And of course, drinking warm water help in weight loss, because your body's temperature control system activates due to sudden increase in temperature. So your body will begin to compensate for the temperature of water by lower your internal temperature. This entire process activates your metabolism, which helps boost the effectiveness of your weight loss effort. And of course, toxin reduction. When you drink warm water, your internal body temperature begins to increase, as I mentioned previously. And of course, you can also take a warm bath in order to get increase of temperature, which will eventually activate your body's endocrine system and you start to sweat. Sweating may be uncomfortable, but it helps get rid of toxins and irritants in your body that keeps it from functions optimally. And there are some very, in my opinion, very important rules what we should do when we drink warm water in the morning in particular, because that effect of drinking warm water can be very visible. So early in the morning, your stomach is empty and the organs are not busy doing digestion or other tasks, but getting rid of toxins. During sleep, our body loses about 450 milliliters water through breathing, evaporation and urination. So when we get up in the morning, we definitely need to drink water. Another important reason to drink warm water in the morning is to lower the viscosity of the blood. It has been reported that the blood viscosity is typically higher for human in the morning before 10 a.m. High blood viscosity increases the possibility of getting heart attack and stroke. Therefore, drinking warm water in the morning is not just good for health, but it could be a lifesaver. But generally, is there any culture which basically popularized warm water? Well, there are so many, and it basically uses warm water therapy for hundreds of years, maybe even thousands. So according to ancient Chinese medicine, drinking a glass of warm water in the morning helps kickstart the digestive system. Warm water, because of its temperature, supposedly aids blood flow. As your blood circulation increases, it helps detoxify your body and reduce painful contractions of muscles. On the other hand, cold water slows down organ functions and causes muscle to contract. When you put, for example, soup or steak in the fridge that fat solidifies, we eat healthy fats all day. And if we put cold drinks on top of that, fat it solidifies in our stomachs, building up that gunk. If you drink warm liquids, it may aid your body, melt away the fat and food, and use it for energy. As a traditional Chinese remedy, drinking hot water can be traced back to 2000 years old ancient Chinese texts, such as Internal Medicine of the Yellow Emperor, Huang Di Neijing, and these texts prescribes warm water as an effective regulator of health for balancing the yang or life force of your body. If you ever travel to China, You could see everywhere warm water placed in thermos, bubbles, and places where you can drink warm water, such as railway stations, airports, trains, etc. It is believed that warm water cleans and distillates water. Popularization of drinking warm water in China began in about 1862 when cholera epidemic took many lives along China, but not in southern China, because people drank hot water as method of prevention against cholera. Today, almost every government body, business, and school administrative office in China boasts a hot water dispenser. A few words about very important topic, which should might be even be a separate one, but I decided to put it together, which is called water therapy. And you know, this therapy is also known as Japanese water therapy. It is a popular method of drinking about 1.5 liters, which should be 5 to 6 glasses of water, early morning before the brush time. It is the first thing to be done after waking up. As you wake up in the morning before brushing teeth, drink up to 1.5 liters of water. Brush and clean the mouth, but do not eat or drink anything for 45 minutes. After 45 minutes, you may eat and drink as normal. So, after 15 minutes of breakfast, lunch, and or dinner, do not eat or drink anything for 2 hours. At first, it may be difficult to drink 1.5 liters of water at one time. However, your body will gradually get accustomed to the protocol. Because, as you know, I repeat again, water therapy relieves constipation, high blood pressure, urinary tract infection, tuberculosis, body pain, obesity, nausea, menstrual problems, etc. Body while sleeping is in a state of fasting, and it also repairs itself. An empty stomach allows for more energy to be allocated to the healing and the reparation process that your body is going through while sleeping. Drinking water on an empty stomach helps cleanse the colon and allows better absorption of nutrients into the system. Drinking at least 2 cups of water early in the morning will boost your metabolism by 24% and help you lose weight. Drinking water in the morning hydrates the cells in your body. The sprints of hydration helps in producing blood and muscle cells. A high dose of water in the morning helps to remove all the toxins from your systems and leaves you with a glowing skin. Water flushes and balances your lymphatic system, increasing your immunity, and thus helps you fight a variety of illnesses. So we have so many benefits of water therapy, and because we can live 5 to 7 weeks without food, but the average adult cannot live more than 5 days without water. Studies have shown that drinking hot water or warm water first thing in the morning on an empty stomach purifies the body's internal system. An especially important result of this treatment is that it cleanses the colon, which makes the body much more able to absorb nutrients from food. Provided researchers, results proved that water therapy can cure many health conditions very rapidly on its own, with no other medical treatments. And water therapy helps, as I mentioned, I repeat again, with constipation, diabetes, okay, this is a new one I didn't mention, hypertension, but even can help with asthma. Water therapy increases the production of new blood and muscle cells, and helps with weight loss. Warm water therapy increases the efficiency of human system, because water is one of the good medications for ulcer and digestive problems, and the main lubricant in the joint spaces, and helps prevent arthritis and back pain. If dehydrated, your bodily functions and metabolism will slow down in order to conserve energy when you haven't had enough water to drink, and organs aren't enough supplied with liquids. And there are some dehydration's hidden signs I mentioned several of them, but I just would like to mention again, because stress is accumulated day by day, and it could find the weakest link of the body as an outlet and cause various illness depending on the constitution of the individual. The body's biological thirst signals can be mistaken for signs and symptoms of other illnesses. If we treat the root cause of these, dehydration, which is, we can avoid costly and unnecessary medical interventions and enjoy long-term well-being. Humans seem to lose their thirst sensation and the critical perception of needing water, wrote very famous Dr. Batmanglij, which is one of his statements from his two books on chronic dehydration and water therapy. And he continued with saying that not recognizing their need for water, they gradually become increasingly and chronically dehydrated with the progress of age. Further confusion results when the body produces complicated secondary symptoms of dehydration. Many doctors misinterpret those secondary symptoms as unrelated diseases. These conditions include, but are not limited to, dyspepsia, rheumatoid arthritis, angina, migraine and headaches, colitis, constipation, hypertension, anemia, obesity, sinusitis, pulmonary tuberculosis, asthma, kidney stones, diabetes, irregular menstruation, leukemia, uterine cancer and breast cancer. So, for the end, I would say that in general, just following healthy pattern of drinking enough water and additional liquids may save us from all sorts of health related problems. Having said that, I hope that you will be drinking more water, especially warm water in the morning, following this very protocol I just mentioned for your health benefits at first, and this might pretty much extend your life and the quality of your life in general. So, thank you for listening one more time, and with love and light, until the next episode.
TCM Podcast, all about Chinese medicine.